The following is the definition of the word cretin. Offensive noun. Late 18th century fusion from Latin and French, usually used as a derogatory slang term for someone perceived as being stupid, foolish, or incompetent. Also, meaning someone who enjoys conversations regarding movies, comics, TV, video games, nerd culture, pop culture, tiki drinks, theme parks, anime,
nani?
Bidets, counterculture, board games, card games, and we fight over championship belts, baby. Excuse me. Join Jay, Bob, and Corey for all these topics on the Cretins Guild podcast, somehow part of the Podfix Network.
The Cretins Guild podcast can be found on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube, amongst other places. Do not listen while operating heavy machinery. Our moms think we're cool. Offer void in Kentucky. Notify your doctor if laughter exceeds 4 hours. Podfix.
Hello again. My name is Salv Chagrin, and welcome to week 2 of Napod Pomo on the Podfix Network. Did I mention I'm president of the Podfix Network? Well, if I did or didn't, the cat is really out of the bag now, right? Every day this month the shows on the network are each taking turns and teaching you, and most times themselves, a new phrase of the day. Its origin, meaning, usage. Honestly, some may say to hell with it and just ramble before saying the phrase in parting. A real crapshoot with these folks. But at the same time, it truly shows off their eclectic and imaginative styles. The true reasons why they are great to have on our network. Subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you do your podcast subscribing. Then let us know via Twitter, or Facebook, or email, how you have used any of the daily idioms in real life for a chance to win a Podfix prize pack at month's end. All those contact details are in the show notes. I can't do it all for you now, can I? Now let's all find out today's secret phrase. Seriously, outside of episode 1, they won't let me see the list. I'm finding out just like you. Chagrin. Out.
Well, hey there, everyone. You're listening to Podfix Presents on the Podfix Network, the network that is artist-owned and loved, and where our mission is to celebrate the human experience through humor, lifestyles, pop culture, and storytelling by bringing a variety of high-quality content to our listeners. Did you tell I was reading that straight off the website? I don't have any of this memorized. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, my name is Vikram Baligan. I'm the host of the Planthropology Podcast, and I am one of our members here. I bring up the green side of this network. We've got Paul Chomo that deals with the fuzzy, squishy things that run around, and lots of other people that deal with everything from sports to pop culture to movies and relationships between parents and all kinds of stuff. Art, industry, life. It's a great network. Some great shows. You should really be listening. But I am the resident plant nerd. So, this month for November, we are taking part in Napod Pomo, which, by the way, that was the fourth time I had to record that because I said it wrong so many times. And last year I did the same thing. I had to re-record over and over again. But this is National Podcast Post Month. And if you've been following along, you probably know a little bit about this. But our goal is to post an episode of a podcast every day on Podfix Presents for the month of November. And to do that, so it's not just all on Paul talking about soup, our members are taking part, and we're each taking a day. And you might have guessed that today is my day. So far, you've heard great hits like Wrap Your Laughing Gear Around That, Keep Your Powder Dry, There's No Cow on the Ice, Pedal in the Sauerkraut, which that's not really how I like to make my sauerkraut, but you know, if you're into that, whatever. Get Stuffed with Hay. So there's a trigger warning for any of our Scarecrow listeners out there. That one may make you uncomfortable, but it'll be okay. It's good to know where things come from. Today, this day, the 11th of November, I'm talking about an expression that goes a little something like a storm in a teacup. A storm in a teacup. Now, your teacup is probably not the best place for a storm, right? That's not where you want it. You want your storms outside and your tea inside in your teacups. I mean, I guess you can do what you want. I'm not good at making tea. Is anyone good at making tea? Do we have any, you know, maybe European, British listeners, anyone else that may actually be good at this? I'm an American. I make coffee that at some point is just about the caffeine, right? I am trying to get caffeine into my bloodstream as quickly as possible so I don't start punching people on the street. So I did make a cup of tea the other day. And actually, a storm in a teacup was not a bad analogy for what that tasted like. It was not great. It was black tea. I like black tea in general if I'm going to drink tea. It's the probably most coffee-like tea there is. And I put some in, and then it's like, maybe I need some more. So I put some more in, and then I put some water in and forgot about it for, I don't know, half an hour. And it steeped over that amount of time, and it was not good. It was not good. That was my storm in a teacup. But that's not really what this expression means. Can you guess? Any guesses? Go. I'll give you a sec. Go ahead and take a guess. Was that awkwardly long enough? I hope it was. So the definition of a storm in a teacup is a British and American expression that means a situation in which people are very angry or upset about something that is not important. So pretty much Twitter. That's the definition of a storm in a teacup, where little things explode and everyone's mad and everyone's yelling and there is weeping and gnashing of teeth and crying and the children think of the children. Anyway, I went somewhere right now. That was a little bit of a storm in a teacup, where Twitter's not that big of a deal, y'all. But people do get worked up about it, and I did just then. So the American version of this expression is actually a tempest in a teapot, because we got to be different, right? We can't stick with the metric system. We got to change storm to tempest. We got to change teacups to teapots, because we got to do everything bigger and better, I guess. And I'm on board. Go America. But regardless of how it is said, this is a small problem or event that's been blown totally out of proportion. It's like when I ask stupid questions in our Podfix group chat, I never think it's a big deal. Like, even though Keith has had to tell me 15 times where stuff lives in our, you know, shared drive, I'm always like, hey, Keith, where's the trailer? And then his head explodes. And I think that's a little bit of a tempest in the teapot, but nobody seems to agree with that. They're just like, dude, you have got to get your stuff together. They're probably right. This is actually an old expression, or the idea of this expression is very old. The basic sentiment probably came around in the late BCEs. That's right, before the Common Era, before that Jesus guy. So some of the earliest evidence we have of this sentiment in writing was from Cicero in 52 BCE, in a phrase that pretty much means stirring up billows in a ladle. So yeah, you can make a storm in a teapot, and it may seem like a big deal at the time. And if you live in a teapot, or if you're trying to drink your tea, it's probably an issue. But in a greater sense, is it that big of a deal? Twitter? Keith? I don't know. Probably is sometimes. So later on, this evolved over time. We see French similar expressions. We see the Duke of Ormond in 1678 referring to something that is similar to this, but he says, but it is a storm in a cream bowl. So I guess we all filter our reality and the types of containers we use through the frame of our own reference and our own experience. Reality is an illusion, my friends. Teacups, cream bowls, teapots, ladles, I guess? Whatever. I don't know. It's all the same thing. But both the tempest in a teapot and the storm in a teacup probably originated in Scotland in the early half of the 1800s, moved around, evolved over time as people moved over to America and started to plant themselves here from Europe. This expression came with them. And again, the Brits love their tea, right? I think. I think that's true. I have a lot of British friends on Twitter and on different places that we have worked with on the podcast, and they tell me that tea is a big deal as I sip my coffee and contemplate how much caffeine will actually kill me every day. How much will kill me? I'm just going to back it off a little bit. But you know what is not a tempest in a teapot? The Podfix Network. Y'all, I joke a lot, and I talk about how much I piss Keith off, I think, but this is a great family of shows. We get along so well. It's so much fun being a part of this network. So I would encourage you to take yourself over to podfixnetwork.com or follow Podfix on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook and see all the cool things going on in the network. There'll be a lot of great episodes of Napod Pomo coming up at the end of the month. Like one that I'm looking at on, at least right now, scheduled for the 28th, that says you can't pluck feathers off a bald chicken. That would never get misused, would it? But sign up for Podfix Presents. If you haven't subscribed already, do the thing. If you want to leave us a rating and review for Podfix Presents, head over to Apple, head over to Podchaser, anywhere that you like to get your podcasts, and let us know what you think. Send us an email, hook up on social media. We would love to hear from you and love to hear how we can make the network better and what kind of content you would like to hear. So happy November. Happy Veterans Day to all those who have served, like my stepdad, Gary, and my best friend, Matthew. We live the lives we can because of the sacrifices you make, and we appreciate you endlessly. But that's all I've got. Let's not make a storm in a teacup out of this any longer. And you people have a good day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow on the Podfix Network.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.